Welcome to Shomach Shom on the Daf, your sponsor, Lur Nishpas, Arm Yaakov Shom, Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding what we call in Daf Lamed Ches. This Daf is being learned during the days of Hanukkah, and we have here a direct connection between this Daf and the Inyan of Hanukkah. The Gemara with Aleph discusses the fact that a Goy, who his Shor gores a Shor of Yisrael, is Chavad Ezek Shalom, while the Yisrael is goring a Shor of a Goy, he's Potter. And the Gemara, towards the end of the Amud, brings the Krashocho Mochus, our Girsa is Machus Roimi, but the correct Girsa is Machus HaRisho. Machus HaRisho sent two messengers to Am Yisrael to learn the Torah, and after they learned the Torah 2-3 times, they came back and said, everything you have in the Torah is correct, there's one thing that's bothering us, and that this Halacha regarding the Shor, that there's a difference between a Yisrael and a Goy. The Bnei Yisoschar says Davar Nifla Moid in Ma'amori Chanukah, and he sends us also to the Gala Mukis Parshas Mikeh that says the same idea. The Medrash and Bereshis Rabbo brings that Choshech is Golus Yavon. Why is Choshech Golus Yavon? Sheikh Shikai Nam Shisro Bigzeris, the Magzeris were very caused darkness to Amisol. Shaitar Merislam Kiswa Karen Ashur wrote on the horn of an ox. Specifically writing on a horn of ox, you don't have Shaykhaz to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is Bnei Yisoschar. Why specifically the horn of the ox? So this is Bnei Yisoschar. He says, by us it says that when a Shor gores with his Karen, with his horn, there's a difference between a Yisrael and a Goy. It says Bnei Yisoschar, this we'll see in a moment, it's not so pashut. Bnei Yisoschar says, that's only by a Karen, that's only by a horn. What about Shen Veregel? What about when an animal eats or walks? Then there's no difference. And this is what bothers Malchus Yavon. Malchus Yavon comes and says, why are you differentiating between us and you? There should be no difference. Why do you have a difference in Karen Ashur? Now, just as a aura before we continue on, many of the Farshim pointed out that the fact that the Bnei Yisoschar says that it's only in Karen Ashur we have the din, the difference between a Yisrael and a Goy, that lechura is meferish at toisus at davov that says that every nizikin, you have a difference between a Jew and a goy, and the truth is that Minchas Chinuch speaks about it and discusses it. He has a suffix. Does it's every nizikin only Karen, and his maskana it's every nizikin. But as the Divri Yatziv, who is a grandson of the Bnei Yisoschar, he brings this question and he says that Yisoschar is referring to specifically the difference between chatzin nezik and nezik sholem by Shannon Regel. A goy is chayav nezek sholem. A Yisrael is chayav nezek sholem. When a goy hurts a Jew, he's chayav. When a Jew hurts a goy, he's not chayav. That didn't bother him as much as the fact that when a Yisrael gores another Yisrael, it's chatzin nezek. When a goy gores a Yisrael, it's nezek sholem. That disturbed him more, and that's what the Bnei Yisoschar was focusing on, and that's also how the Megala Amukas says it. Because the Megala Amukas' loshen is that what bothered him was that din shekaren b'shur tamu muot. It bothered more Karen than Shen Veregel. Kutiz Divi Yatzvin says, in the new Bnei Yisoschar they bring, that's his brother Ksaviyad Bnei Yisoschar, is what's the reason that you potter Chatzin Nezek by a Shor? Because Stam Shor Mecheskas Shimu, you assume the Shor probably is not going to damage. But by a Goy, you don't assume that. So that's why right in the beginning they do Nezek Shalom. You don't assume that a Shor of a Goy is Mecheskas Shimu, because they don't guard the animals at all. Now going back to this Bnei Yisoschar comes here. This is really Oimek Divrei Yavon. This is this whole story of Hanukkah. Because when Yavon come to attack Am Yisrael? Yavon not coming to kill Am Yisrael. They're coming to take away the difference between a Yid and a Goy. They want to say there's no Milo on a Yid over a Goy. A Yid and a Goy are the same. They want to influence and infiltrate Am Yisrael and become part of Am Yisrael, become one. They cause Am Yisrael to be Misyaven, to join the Yavoni nation. In Karen Ashur, you see the big difference between Yavon and Am Yisrael, especially based on the previous year in this daf that we mentioned. That Am Yisrael have Tariag Mitzvahs because they're Meshubot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. While the Yavonim, when the Goyim, they gave up on the Shavuot Mitzvahs. They gave up on Tariag Mitzvahs. They have no Shaychus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So here is the Nekudas HaChiluk between Am Yisrael and Umas HaOlam. So come the Yevonim and force Am Yisrael to write on Karen Ashar, on the horn of an axe, the difference where you see a difference between Yisrael and Goy. What to write? Ein lechem chelek b'elokei Yisrael. You don't have part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not more connected to Hashem than us. This is the main point of attack of the Yevonim against Am Yisrael. Why you think you have a special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You don't have. You're exactly like us. That's what disturbs them. This really reflects the disturbance of all the Umos HaOlam deep inside, as many of the Svarim bring. They're bothered with the special relationship that Am Yisrael has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That special relationship is Mizgalen, this daf. The one that we're experiencing so much these days. May Chanukah should be the start of the process of bringing that Gilui of their special relationship to full revelation until the B.S. Mashiach Tzidkenu b'meir b'aminu. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshav email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshav@gmail.com.